and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And, like, we, like, did we, my,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bunghole.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 if you still use that function on your smartphone, or Hippo Juice Film on Skype if you want to get in contact that way, or just go to morelikeradio.com/live. We have a fancy chat room in there. You hang out, you talk, you make friends. You know that this station has actually made a lot of relationships in real life.
That is absolutely true.
We have influence.
That includes homoerotic relationships.
That's the only ones I include. Any other ones don't.
We
count.
Don't actually count the hetero ones.
And by the way, homoerotic is redundant.
Well, to me, hetero relationships are wrong.
I agree. You know what? Why don't we take that stance? Let's do the opposite of what the other people are doing. We'll just go all hetero. Heteros are wrong.
If you can't gay
yeah,
love.
I'm for homo marriage.
I am 100% only gay. Only gay marriage.
Only gay marriage.
What if we just go the opposite and see what happens? All right. Joining us always is Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
And what you heard over there was TED Talks Kyle.
Oh, hey.
See, I like the TED Talks thing. It makes him sound smart. Mark Rampcat Jackson.
Catch me outside. How about that?
How about that? And, about that? Of course, producer Dojo.
What?
You can suck my penis.
So, welcome. Welcome aboard. Put on your seatbelts.
Okay.
If you can't use the emergency exit, please let a flight attendant know you're retarded. Because it's not difficult to lie and say you know what to do. Even
and
if
just,
you don't
know, say it's alternative facts or whatever the
yeah,
bullshit.
There you go. Alternative facts. Look, hashtag alternative life hacks. There
How
you go, Mark. Alternative life hacks.
Alternative life hacks.
You lie.
How many times have people not been able to lie and were too nervous to say that they could help?
You think it's ever happened? It has to have happened, right? Where someone was like, no, I don't want this leg room. I can't handle the responsibility. Let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me fucking tell you something. That fucking door on the airplane could be a fucking Da Vinci Code puzzle that I have to solve. And I'll lie and be like, yeah, got it. Because I want those 2 extra inches of leg room. Fuck you. I don't care. Anyway, now that our 90s airplane humor is done.
What is the deal?
What's the deal?
When I was younger, I actually thought, could I really help in an emergency situation? I mean, I'm quite small. I'm not really sure if I'm qualified. And then later in life, I was like, well, you get what you pay for. Even if I try and I fail, then that's on you.
Exactly.
If I tried doing that, if we're getting into 90s comedy, then I would exactly be like George Costanza and just pushing old ladies and kids out of the way as I'm trying to get to fire. There's a fire. The plane's on fire.
You got to look out for you. Here's what I say with this. No matter how much every human, whether they're good or bad, wants to say that they love everybody and they want to look out for everybody. The only way to put that to a test is when you're being chased by a lion. When you're being chased by a lion, I don't fucking care how much you love humanity. I don't
as
care.
As long as you're faster you're than the person next to you. Yeah, as long as you're faster than the person next to you, you're
you
fine.
Will fucking push your friend of 20 years to the ground. So a lion will eat them for you to live. People don't forget that. No matter what we are, we still have that weird caveman part of our brain back here. Some people have more than others, fair enough. But we still have that weird caveman part of our brain that just wants to survive.
You gotta give the lion test.
Exactly. That's what you do. You release a lion. So I recommend
pushing friends to avoid your own timely demise by lying. You gotta laugh.
I know how to fix democracy. We release a lion in Congress. What do we think, guys? Whoever survives gets to run the country? Yes? No?
I don't know if that's
going to
work.
Mitch McConnell's going to blow up his neck fat to like a gargantuan proportion in order to scare the lion off. That's what I think.
Now, something I want to bring up. As much as I hate Ted Cruz, and I fucking hate Ted Cruz, he absolutely destroyed Deadspin on Twitter.
What'd he do?
Got to give him credit. A little background before you get the joke. If you guys aren't our college college basketball fans, there's a guy that plays on Duke named Grayson Allen. Okay,
Grayson Allen. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to post a picture in the chat of Grayson Allen of Duke,
the tripping guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
The joke is everybody says has been saying for a long time he looks like a young Ted Cruz because he does kind of look like a young Ted Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
Deadspin wrote, "Send us proof of Ted Cruz playing basketball," and they post a picture of Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz replies to Deadspin with a picture of Grayson Allen, and he says, "What do I win?" Hold on, whoever runs Deadspin's Twitter fucked up. You shouldn't do this. I love Deadspin, by the way, normally, but you fuck up because then he goes, "Eat shit." He says, "Eat shit" to Ted Cruz.
Aww.
Hold on, Ted Cruz posts the Will Ferrell Anchorman. Well, that escalated quickly.
He memed them back?
Dude, I swear to God he memed them back.
Ted Cruz? Well, he seems like such a stiff. I didn't know he had a good sense of humor.
No, here's what happened.
I got an intern on his staff right now that's like, "Listen, you got to respond this way. Trust me on this."
Trust me, yeah.
Here's what I think it is.
Eat shit.
He realized that, like, if Trump could become president, he doesn't have to be politically correct anymore. So he's right. Just being a dick.
I love that he posted a picture of him and Grayson Allen.
It was funny. Like, look,
I a baller, by the way.
I do not like Ted Cruz.
Also a tripper.
Yep. Here's the picture of here. Let me see if I could copy image at Marie. Did you find it? The pictures or
I've been posting.
Here's his response. This so you can see that we're not lying. Here's to the actual tweet that he replied to Deadspin after they said eat shit. So, by the way, this guy could have easily been president. He's having a fucking Twitter fight with Deadspin.
Isn't that par for the course?
But now that's exactly what I said,
Twitter,
Mark.
Twitter's how we deal with everything.
It's exactly what I said, Mark. You know who should be happy? Twitter should be happy because I think Trump single-handedly saved that platform because it was actually taking a shit.
He did.
No one was using it.
You know, I will admit that I've listened to a Mr. Sean Hannity from time to time just because, see, really the only way you can hear the other non-liberal opinions of things. And he keeps going on about being on Twitter fights now. Like, I hadn't heard him in a really long time. I've been ignoring a lot of politics throughout the whole election, and now I'm tuning in to try to figure out what's going on. And he's like, "Yeah, I was in a Twitter fight last night with so-and-so." And wait. Politicians and news people are just openly having Twitter fights with the public now? I got to get back on Twitter. I didn't know this was happening. I thought they were all being, like, PC on social media, and I guess, I don't know, Trump opened up the floodgates and now everyone feels like they can just shit talk each other.
Eventually,
yeah, there's no decorum anymore.
Eventually, no. Listen to this. By the way, I used to like Deadspin, but man, let me tell you why they fucked up. The editor who apparently was running it, eventually the editor of Deadspin weighed in with another attack on Cruz. He said, "At Ted Cruz is pathetic, asshat, his social media intern's joke was basic." And then he said, "Unsurprising that not one Ted Cruz supporting cuck Twitter user is willing to face me in the UFC octagon." So he basically said, "Do you want to fight, bro? You don't do that.
Oh, that's
you
bad.
Lose when you do that.
Can't resort to violence."
I mean, in real life, it's one thing if someone does something to you. I understand fighting somebody, but don't pick fights with people on the internet. You're gonna lose. Don't.
Well, the other thing too is that since they ended up having Gawker Media being erased completely off of the internet,
R.I.P.
with Thiel and all that sort of thing. All of the commentary that they have politically, their stance or whatever, has now filtered into their other sister sites like Gizmodo, Kotaku, and obviously Deadspin with the concourse and everything else. Like, it's
hilarious you say that.
It's kind of annoying.
It's hilarious you say that.
I'm sorry?
It's hilarious you say that because I was saying the same thing. Like, sites that I used to go to because I didn't want to deal with politics at all. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to Deadspin, for example, no matter what you believe in ideology, you want to escape it sometimes, right? You don't want that to be your world. And I like to go to Deadspin or what's the video game one that's owned by Gawker, Kyle?
Kotaku.
Okay, they started posting political.
Oh, that bugs the hell out of me.
Like, it's like, dude, I don't really care about your political stance. I kind of just want to know about the new Zelda game. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. TechCrunch has been doing that a lot too.
Yeah, it's and you know who else has been doing it? Cracked. Like, Cracked used to be pretty, I used to like it.
Didn't you get into a fight with somebody about a cracked article?
No,
or?
No, I didn't get into a fight. I don't get into a fight with anybody. All I said was.
Ever.
Well, I do fight with people. But my point is, I don't get in a fight with anybody about a cracked article. My only comment was, as somebody who reads crack and also didn't vote for Trump, I'd like to go to crack and not have every article be about Trump. You know what I mean? It's like, I would like to go back to cool facts about movies or what artist had a heart attack at too young or the funniest ways Prince has ever had sex with a guitar. I don't care, but I need mindless things in my life. You know what I mean? And I don't want politics, whether they be Republican or Democrat or whatever, to fucking start getting their veins in the other things that I like, you know? Like, I don't need that. If I want to go to politics, there's plenty of places on the internet I go to get politics.
Like Shine.
Or Jezebel. No, but you know what I mean? Like, I you know.
BuzzFeed?
Look, here's the thing. It doesn't matter who the fuck you voted for. The families have been ripped apart, but they will come together again because of the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, that's what.
Because fuck the Patriots. Am I right?
Fuck the Patriots. Yeah. Yes, you're right.
No,
I'm a Dolphins fan. They're my division.
I know. That's why you
fuck the Patriots. Fuck the Patriots.
Fuck the Patriots.
Fuck the Falcons. Up their ass.
I don't really care about the Falcons.
You like the Falcons?
Fuck the Falcons.
You broke the rules, 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 rules.
No. You broke the rules, 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 rules. My point is, some people hate Trump, some people hate Hillary, but everybody hates Goodell. You know what I mean? Like, you see, Mark, you want to unite the country? Let's get one villain.
Okay, this is the only reason why I want New England to win, because he has to hand the trophy to
Goodell.
That's going to be awkward.
Kraft and Bill Belichick. How fucking sweet would that be? And then Tom Brady's going to go on there. Yeah, the first couple games of the season, it was really deflating to be on the sidelines, but I'm glad that we're here. Blah, blah, blah. That would be fantastic.
No, what would be even more fantastic is after he hands him the trophy, because it's going to happen, Brady's going to put his hand out and do the hair thing instead to Goodell on national TV. Do the go, hand out and then go, ooh, too slow. Oh, God, can you imagine if he starts patting Goodell on the head? Or what if he gets on the mic and the first thing he says to Goodell is, hey, how about next season you make it an odd five? Who cares? I'm going to fucking win anyway. You know, it's like, it doesn't matter. Again, not a Patriots fan, but really quick football tangent. Tom Brady has to be one of the best quarterbacks of all time. If not the best, top three.
This is the seventh Super Bowl he's going to.
Yeah, he's
incredible.
Fucking amazing. You have to say,
And there's been what? They've been to what, seven? So do the math. Someone do the math. 7 out of 51.
No, they've been to 9.
They've been to 9 Super Bowls. Then
they've been to 9.
The team has. I'm talking about Brady. His left.
Oh, Brady. Sorry.
7. Okay. So either way, I mean, it's really, really just prolific.
And by the way, Belichick, I don't even think top three. He is the best coach of all time. Period. I hate him. I hate him because he's in my division.
The fact that they keep going to, because the last time the Patriots won, there's not a single person on this team except for Tom Brady that is still on the team that were, because they just will switch, trade guys, move stuff all around, and they still are awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it
sucks.
And they take like the white dudes that nobody else wants, and they just become fucking superstars. It's just
a fucking lacrosse player that hadn't played all but 1 year in college, and then he ends up breaking the franchise record for receiving yards. This is exactly why the Falcons are going to win.
Sure, you know
Broncos,
what?
I'm going to tell you why. Because, and the Falcons have only been twice. The only other time they went to the Super Bowl, they lost to the Broncos, who beat Carolina last year. Who the Panthers, in their only other Super Bowl appearance, hashtag Tittygate, with Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake, they lost to the New England Patriots.
By the way, Tittygate reminded me, one of the best, funniest things. And by the way, I recommend, it's on Netflix now, Neil Brennan's new stand-up, Three Mics, is hilarious. But he goes, one of the worst ways to hit on a woman is to go, yo, baby, your titty game is bananas. That is the fucking most hilarious way I've ever heard.
By the way, Neil Brennan is the writer.
Co-writer of Chappelle's Show.
Right. The guy that.
Co-creator, and he directed all of them. It's really good. If you definitely watch it.
Yeah, it was the weirdest stand-up I had ever seen, because he had three mics, and when he moved from mic to mic, he went from telling just straight-up jokes, which were written on note cards, to telling personal stories.
Yeah, he was telling one-liners. The other one was personal stories, and the other one was like long-form jokes.
And a lot of it was very serious, dark, and not funny, but it was really good. It was good storytelling. And then at the end, he would say something funny, and after that much darkness, you enjoy it for, you know, the light.
I sent him a tweet to see if it, I sent him a tweet, asked him to be on the show. He just recently liked the tweet. I don't know if that, you know, I gotta keep bugging
him. Oh, that means he's probably jerked off to you.
Probably.
hey. Exactly what that means.
I know what that means. If I know anything about all the guys that have liked my stuff.
Baby, I'm going to bring something up to you.
Loads.
It's completely different for men than it is for women.
Why?
Because
what was all that gay love we were talking about at the first of the hour?
Guys are fucking creeps. That's why. And probably I'll say at least 50% of guys that are your friends on Facebook have jerked off thinking about you. Or to your
that is true. I have, but to be fair, I've also jerked off thinking about Royce, Dutch, and Mark.
Okay, so you know what? Kyle spreads the love.
I jerked off thinking about an orgy. Really.
Kyle spreads the love.
It was the sincerity in his voice.
I'm just being honest right now. I'm just speaking truth.
Like, that took me off guard.
Kyle's like, I gotta come clean, guys.
Literally.
Hashtag freezing.
Literally.
Gotta get something off my chest here.
I'm like, look, we're talking about it now. Now's the time.
Look, now's a good time to bring this up.
Go, Kyle, go!
So you guys know.
Just whatever you want. I mean, it's fine.
Just putting it out there, you know, seeing what I can pick up.
Putting out feelers.
Pull it out there, stretch it out there, jerk it off. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
What?
Kyle, this is what I have to say to you, bro. Your titty game is bananas.
Bananas.
Thank you.
Bananas.
Thank you so much.
You guys are all fucking idiots. All right. Well, me included, by the way.
Wait. Before you go into what you're going into, I feel like we should stick in the...
I'm sorry. You have an eyelash, and if I don't get it, it's going to murder me.
Jesus Christ.
Get it.
I got it.
Make a wish.
Rears its ugly head again.
I had to do it. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, can we stay in the stand-up comedy and play the Kellyanne Conway?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Stand-up comedy routine?
Put it in the chat. I can play the video.
Yo.
Okay.
I did. Kellyanne Conway. Her old 1990s stand-up comedy routine has been unearthed.
It's as good as you think. Now, for those of you who don't know...
Can you describe who is Kellyanne Conway?
Kellyanne Conway was Trump's campaign manager, and now she's... She's the Duke
confidant.
A Duke?
Duchess? Actually, wait. Kyle would know this. Who is the person that's whispering into the king in Lord of the Rings? It's like... is it like Grimworm or something like that? Wormtongue, yes.
Yeah.
She's here.
Actually, I didn't know that, so thank you, Dutch.
Dutch, I knew it.
Dutch is a nerd. Yeah. All right.
Hey, points me.
Dutch is such a nerd.
Here's Kellyanne Conway. She was Trump's campaign manager, and she has an 11-minute stand-up comedy set that she did in the 90s. Well, let's go ahead and listen to it, huh? You guys ready?
I'm ready.
You know when you have one of those days where not one but two things that never, ever happens to you. I'm walking down the street, I look up, and I see Haley's Comet. I get back to the office, and I'm accurately quoted in a Ralph Hello article.
I don't get it.
Guys, wait up.
Wait, where was she? This looks weird.
She's at...
Is there like a benefit?
Some sort of benefit.
Okay.
I don't get it.
I see something with children.
She also...
Has something to do with her love of children.
I think it's something... It's pro-touching children, I believe. I don't want to... I don't... Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
Well, I see protecting and children, so I'm assuming that it's
protecting the anal cavities of children.
Yes, protecting children's buttholes.
All right, so you know what, guys? Alternative facts on this show. We got them. Let's keep going.
Oh.
It's one of those days. But you know, everybody's wondering about my legs.
Nobody is wondering.
This is in the late 90s, it says.
I'm like, well, everybody heard us doing this comedy show, and they're like, break a leg. So I did. You think blondes are dumb.
Honey, you confirmed it.
Gums,
great start.
Gums are blondes are dumb.
No, she's hey
guys. I'm confused.
You know why you're confused, bro?
Because it's filming from the chest up, and we can't see if her foot is really injured or not.
No, that's not the reason.
This would be so much better if her leg was actually broken.
This would be so much better if her face is broken.
Positive thing for Kellyanne Conway. This is in what year?
Late 90s.
She looks all right.
Oh, no.
She looks terrible right now, but she looks all right here.
Her jaw game is bananas.
Yeah, she looks good in the late 90s, but she looks like somebody, her skin looks like somebody's been holding in a fart since then, you know, and she just never let it out. All right, let's keep going.
So she had arable blonde syndrome. That's what you're saying?
Dude, look at all this dead air. This is amazing.
Look how much tea she has.
I thought about using the leg as an excuse. And I said, now, you know what? I'll just be honest with people. They say, what happened to your leg? And I said, I got surgery. And that's the truth. They assume it's wrong. Especially here in DC. At home in New Jersey where I got the surgery, people ask you and they listen and they intently hear. It's like, no, what really happened? Did you kick Susan Estridge? What really happened?
I don't get that reference.
And I'm like, no, I have a congenital deformity. My bones are growing up. Tell me what really happened. So I came up tonight with the 5 reasons why Kellyanne's foot is really in a cast.
Bro, if anybody like List, get ready.
This is like a David Letterman, Jay Leno type setup.
Jennifer tripped me on the set of Hannity and Combs. Number 4, having just 2 of his own, Chris Matthews needed someone else's foot to stick in his mouth. Number 3, I went salsa dancing with...
Yeah, that one wasn't terrible. Yeah. You got to give her that one. That one wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
Let's be fair.
Jerry Nadler. Number 2, I was caught between Jonathan Turley and a camera. And the number 1 reason why Kellyanne's foot is really in a cast, that Fred Thompson's bizarre and kinky foot fetish.
Who?
These are
okay,
all
wait.
Jokes.
Fred Thompson, he was in Clear and Present Danger and Patriot Games, a whole bunch of movies. He's also dead. I know that everyone's talking about how she's bombing, but I clearly hear laughter in this clip. So she didn't really bomb. It's just they're not funny. They're not, you know, jokes that would be applicable in this time and age. You know,
right. It was a timely political joke.
I feel like it's high school humor in that if you were there, then the people that she's naming.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
You know, like
a lot of inside jokes.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Replace it with like your high school history professor. And then somehow it's funny just for that group of people.
And by the way, that joke would have been funny. Oh, I guess it was in the 90s. Rex Ryan would have been funnier for the foot fetish joke. But anyway, that's just me. That's just me, and it's alleged. And not alleged. It's confirmed, right?
Trying to rewrite her 90s bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to help. Look, I'm telling you. Mark is right.
You are helpful.
Mark is right. She's getting some laughs. My point is,
I don't like him, but you got to give credit. This is the whole thing. I'm not dealing with alternative facts. I'm dealing with truth. God damn it! So if she's getting laughs, got to give her credit.
And what we do is with our help, she could be the best. We could we can make her comedy come
bigger,
back
faster,
earlier.
Stronger.
That is correct. All right.
I was thinking of using it as an excuse, though. I'm like, well, I could just plead my foot. I don't have to go do this thing. I'll just give the money to charity. Why? I'm not going to go. And then I looked at who the other contestants were. And I'm like, I've never thought I was funny until this very moment. And I saw some of the other contestants. I said, Bill Ginsburg. One God, one country, one client.
Is this a competition?
No, I think it's some sort of charity thing.
Yeah, it's a charitable thing, a charitable event. Again, she's getting a rise out of the audience. Clearly, they know who and what she's talking about. And so, obviously, she's
also getting a rise out of the audience.
The crowd.
She's also getting a rise out of the audience because she gave money to these organizations. So, I mean, they're going
to
laugh.
Of course, so they have to laugh.
You know?
You got to laugh.
She caught so many dead children that we're about to save, or I'm sorry, protect. We got to laugh.
We got to laugh.
Tight buttholes.
And again, watch the Neil Brennan special, but he goes, why is protect and serve on cop cars in quotations? Are they being sarcastic?
Yeah.
So let's move on to another story. I'm done with this stand-up.
Okay.
Tampa Bay Times.
Oh, shit.
Mom.
Wiener.
You want him to do you so much you could do anything.
You're so hairy like a bear.
That's racism, man. I love to racism, bro.
What's your language in front of the ladies, punk?
Come to the back of the boat.
What's your language in...
Sorry.
No, you're not.
What'd you do?
button, I did. Oh god, it gets worse as we keep going.
You're driving along.
Oh god.
I'm a fucking idiot.
Not now, damn it.
Come like me want wingy.
Are we done?
Yeah.
Tampa Bay?
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
Or like Tampa Bay.
Nailed it. Florida lags behind in mental health funding. So there's a reason Florida has all the crazy stories. Apparently, the suspect of the mass shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport told the FBI in Alaska in November that he was hearing voices. Anchorage police confiscated Esteban Santiago's handgun, blah, 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 blah. We know what happened. Florida's near bottom of the pack in mental health funding. On one key ranking cited by many experts, places the state 51st in per capita.
Wait, we're worse than Puerto Rico?
Hey.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you're allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say that word.
Puerto Rico?
It still sounds racist when you say
it. Damn it.
Smith pointed to the news article about Florida's low ranking on mental health funding and data from the National Association of State Mental Health Program.
Why fund mental health when we have beaches?
Let me tell you something. You know who... Always Sunny, when they go to the rundown mental institution that they shut down and they go, we need to fix this. Well, they'll raise our taxes. Don't raise our taxes. Are you crazy? Well, they are building a new stadium for the Eagles. You know, they could do that. No, no, no. We need that. You know, go birds. Go birds. You know, go birds. But, yeah, this does not surprise me at all that Florida is the bottom of the list.
Why would that not surprise you? Please explain.
Because,
I can definitely attest to it because I work with this shit all the time.
Yeah, you know.
Go on.
It's bad, dude.
I'll tell you, in fact, one quote in the article, one key caveat about this data, it is based on money spent through Florida's Substance Abuse and Mental Health Office, managed by the Department of Children and Families, and doesn't include services paid from other sources, including Medicaid and local funds. I will tell you right now, as far as my staff is concerned, we're always asking, we've got to have this service for this family and this parent and everything else,
right?
And there's just no money for it. There's no money at all. And then we're punishing parents for the fact that they aren't able to get the services that they really, really need, but we can't afford because we're spending it on other stupid shit.
Now, what about the old adage, mo money, mo problems?
Yeah, what about that?
Less money, you're fucked. I don't know if Notorious B.I.G. ever wanted to rap about that, but that's pretty much the sequel to Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Yeah, look, Notorious B.I.G. got more money and he died, so his song is accurate.
So what kind of services can we not afford? Like
everything, pretty much.
Like mental health. Like what should we be having that the other 50 states plus the annexation of Puerto Rico?
That was from Little Giants, and that was a play that they called
the annexation. I'll tell you what. For example, whenever we have a parent that is working on case plan tasks and they have to do anything dealing with their own individual therapy, they won't actually get a licensed mental health counselor. In fact, kids that are under the protection of the state of Florida, they are ward of the state, are supposed to get licensed mental health counselors in order to get their proper therapeutic input and service and all that sort of thing. But they won't get actual certified counselors. They'll get an intern that's working towards their certification, and then eventually they'll just have a doctor sign off on all the work, this so-called intern that has, you know, very little to no experience, that are just working on their degree. That's the bullshit. Like, if you were to do this anywhere else in any other private sector job or a corporation or that type of thing, you'd probably get fired for it.
But the upside is...
that the intern takes the kids out for Dippin' Dots later?
No, that's Dippin' Dots is
that's
terrible.
Too expensive.
It's terrible.
Dippin' Dots are too expensive. And Sean Spicer doesn't like it, so it's okay.
Every once in a while, the ward of a state will become a Robin, for example, to Batman. But that's the only upside. Besides that...
It's like one in 10.
One in 10 million, I believe, is the number that I looked up.
Million.
Yeah. And by the way, becoming a ward of Batman isn't great. I don't know if you know this. A lot of Robins die. So it doesn't work out great. It doesn't work out great.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of Florida Robins somewhere, but they're all in their underwear and they're getting arrested for meth in Jacksonville.
They think they're superheroes, though. And that's really what counts.
Yeah, they get into an argument about their Big Mac or some bullshit.
Speaking of, McDonald's is giving away big bottles of Big Mac sauce.
What
a segue! What? On the radio!
Holy shit!
A Big Mac isn't a Big Mac without the special sauce.
Ah, sweet mystery of life, at last I found thee.
That's how you do a smooth transition. You don't call attention to it. Here we go.
Big Mac isn't a Big Mac without the special sauce. And if you're a fan of the McDonald's 2-patties burger, you might want to invest in some extra sesame seed buns, because the burger giant has bottled its goodness.
Just hook it to my veins!
And giving 10,000 lucky customers a chance to go home with a bottle of the special sauce. Two key dates to remember are Someone needs to call up Mersh right the fuck now and send him bottles of this. There's one thing I know about that man.
Every time Mersh goes through a drive-thru, he always asks for a side of Mac sauce.
And they never get it right.
They never do. They always forget.
Isn't it just Thousand Island or no?
Pretty much.
The change to the Big Mac comes on the heels of the new whatever. Yeah, they're basically giving out some bottles of it because they've never sold it before.
Right. Which... translation, they're losing money in sales, and so now they're marketing the few things that are popular as a product. I actually heard that Bob Evans just sold themselves to Golden Gate Capital.
By the way, Bob Evans, overrated hot garbage. There I said it. Fucking fight me.
Exactly. Yeah. The restaurant is failing, but the products that they sell in the grocery stores are still doing fine. Like, you can still buy Bob Evans sausages in the stores. But they have
Bob Evans like a Florida only thing.
There's Bob Evans in a few places.
They're airware.
I've literally only seen them in Florida. That's the only reason I ask.
Yeah, but normally when you're in your house, you're inside of a VR machine and you don't really go outside. So
that's very true.
It's more of an Eastern.
Yeah, it's an Eastern thing.
Anywhere east of the Mississippi River, because every time I travel that way, I see Bob Evans.
I'm actually wondering, are there any in Georgia?
I'm looking it up right now. I have early childhood memories of my grandparents being especially proud of me and my brothers for finishing large plates of biscuits and gravy in Bob Evans restaurants.
Yeah, congratulations.
Bob Evans. My grandparents who lived through the Great Depression, who get upset when you don't finish your plate and just want to see you eat as much as humanly possible. They were so fat towards the end. So fat. And
just hoarding food.
They would just take us to Bob Evans. They would just take it to Bob Evans because they knew that my older brother like had an obsession with Bob Evans biscuits and gravy, and they would just watch him eat a full bowl of biscuits and gravy and be so proud. And that's what I remember about Bob Evans, is my grandfather being proud of me for finishing my food.
I have a question.
Proud.
So it's like a restaurant and like a grocery store, kind of like Cracker Barrel?
No. No, it was a restaurant first, and then they started marketing their gravy and their sausage and maybe their biscuits and stuff as like items that you can buy in the store after the fact. And so they were like the name brand that you can buy and take and cook at home if you didn't want to be in the restaurant. They were one of the first ones to start that.
The original Bob Evans was in Ohio, from what I'm reading here.
That makes sense, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And I'm pulling up the map here. Yeah, it looks like it's an East Coast thing more than anywhere else.
Bob!
See?
Evans.
I remember Bob Evans being like the obsession thing for where I was growing up in Pittsburgh, the way a lot of people obsess about Waffle House.
Pittsburgh.
You know how a lot of people are like, Waffle House is this thing. Like, Waffle House is fucking gross in Florida, but it gets better as you go north.
I really love Waffle House.
The most west. We
have a friend, actually Royce Amory. You have a friend, Jenny Castle, who loves Waffle House.
Jenny's awesome. Like, she's hilarious.
Yep.
She introduced me to that butt cleaning thing, which is fucking funny.
Very equivalent fandom between Waffle Houses and Bob Evans's.
Here's what I say about Waffle Houses. Yes, I agree. The more north you go, the better they get. I 100% agree. Waffle Houses in South Florida are terrible.
Don't get excited about South Florida Waffle House.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
So why would you eat in a Waffle House in South Florida when you've got all that Cuban Hispanic food that's available at any fucking like exit?
But what if you're racist and you don't want anything to do with the Hispanic people?
Or if you're not racist, you just feel like eating white one day.
Or what if you're really drunk and the Cuban places do not stay open 24 hours. Cuban people, and you know very well, go to sleep. So
I think
that's where most people form their love of Waffle House, is the drunk 3 a.m. trips there.
Yes, that's the point.
When you're like a teenager.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, and speaking of drunk 3 a.m. trips, Royce and I were really excited that today was supposed to be the launch of the Taco Bell chicken chalupa like shell thing.
I actually just went to Taco Bell yesterday.
What a coincidence.
We just went today because I told Marie go buy, so we could talk about it. Royce demanded
that on my way home, getting ready for Hippo Juice, that I had to stop at a Taco Bell to pick some up. And I go and go through the drive-thru, and I was reading the entire menu, and I didn't see it. And so I asked if they had it, the chicken chalupa thing, and Sugar was like, yeah. I'm like, all right, just give me four of them. And I drive all the way home.
That'll be $3.
I'm so proud of myself. I'm like, yeah, I got the thing on, like, the first day. And I, he opened it up, and they're fucking regular chalupas with chicken, and she didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. So
wow.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't that sad. I still ate Taco Bell. So I didn't lose that. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't horrible.
You didn't get indignant and throw it into the garbage can. Like, I'm not touching this. Yeah. You're like, man, come on. It's free Taco Bell.
Exactly. I was like, it's still Taco Bell, this so whatever.
This is the research that we go through for you guys.
So now I'm like,
see, that was the first time I ate Taco Bell in, I don't know, 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delicious. It was so good.
Was it against your religion? Is that why?
No, it was against my religious beliefs. They said no Taco Bell. Okay. Word for word.
Woo.
Yeah.
It's in the actual official.
Yeah, the Bible actually. Deuteronomy 23:12 says no Taco Bell.
And why do you think it's called Deuteronomy? Somebody ate it and it made them doo-doo.
Yeah, they did.
And that's why they call it that. That's a fact. Yes. Not many people know that. Hey, don't fucking fucking rim job the fucking Bible. Hashtag don't rim job them. You know what?
Rim shot, idiot.
No. I'm saying it right. Tonight's hashtag is hashtag do not rim job the Bible. All right.
Okay.
Because I don't need that.
You don't need Deuteronomy?
No, I don't need Deuteronomy, all right? I have IBS. I have enough Deuteronomy on my own.
Yeah.
All right?
You're sticking with it, too, aren't you?
Yeah. Deuteronomy is a funny joke, and if you don't get that, you're the problem. You're the problem, Dutch. Marie.
This secret sauce shit, by the way, though. Let me tell you something right now. Half a cup of mayonnaise, 2 tablespoons French dressing, 4 teaspoons sweet pickle relish, 1 tablespoon finely minced white onion, 1 teaspoon white vinegar, 1 teaspoon sugar, 1/8 of salt. There you go. You're welcome.
Caucasian.
Wait, what is that?
Caucasian.
That's the Big Mac sauce?
Yeah.
I guess.
By the way, did you see on that article that they're also offering a size bigger than the Big Mac called a Grand Mac?
Yeah, it's a Grand Mac.
Yeah, it's 4 patties instead.
Just in case you aren't American enough.
Yeah.
You need to be extra. Really, you know what? I feel like I'd be a little more patriotic today. Just
Grand Mac.
A little bit.
I really feel like that they should come up with one extra thing to add to it so they can call it the Grand Mac Daddy.
No. Actually, you know what? This is true. You could only get it with white ingredients, and it's called the Grand Wizard Mac. But that's only in Alabama.
Oh, okay.
And that's the only place you could get it. But you know what? If you could get it, you could sell that on eBay. I heard that.
It's called the Grand Mac Daddy. It's also called the Grand Daddy Mac because then you can warm it up, Chris. I'm about to because that's what I was born to do.
Okay.
So,
you see, the thing is, guys, we got jokes for the white supremacists and the rap fans. We don't fucking mess around here. We take all comers. All comers!
When I woke up this morning, I didn't think I was going to hear a Chris Cross reference, but now my day is made.
Hey, you know, baby. You know what, Dutch? You know what, Dutch? Hippo Juice is for the kids. Hippo Juice is for the kids.
And so is Trick.
Yeah.
Trick for the
kids. Trick and Hippo Juice are for the kids. We're all wearing Bugle Boy jeans. Oh, no, wait. Hell nah, ho. You know they polo. Let's,
Did one of them die recently?
I don't know. Was it Cross or Chris?
No, you're thinking of Mary Tyler Moore.
No, and she did die. And she did
Marie,
die.
By the way, for the listeners, off air, Marie had the funniest joke. She was
I said, you're gonna make it after.
Aww. She didn't save it for you people. We were laughing off air.
Sorry. Sometimes I get excited.
Yeah, she does get excited sometimes. It happens.
I gotta rev myself up before
the
show.
I'm so
scared.
Does Minneapolis St. Paul die with Mary Tyler Moore?
Anyway, to answer your question, the furthest westers of Bob Evans is in Missouri. Okay, answer your
question. St. Paul can. St. Paul's a piece of shit.
Jesus.
No, I've been there.
Why are you so mad at St. Paul for?
Because it's not Minneapolis and they try to. It's like, I hate those cities that are split in two, kind of like,
I gotcha.
You know,
Dallas, Fort Worth.
That's a good one,
yeah.
Kansas City is like split between two states, Omaha and the other city that's like right in the border of that in like Iowa. So they call it, I forget the name of their city, but it's like, dude, just be one city.
The
Stop it.
The cork of the country.
No, Hyperloop, that's New York.
Do that. Oh. Hey.
So.
Wait, that again?
Did you say, oh, he said the Hyperloop. Yeah, don't worry. We'll get to your tech talk, Kyle. Yeah. You keep your pants on.
Hyperloop. Yeah, shut up. Don't worry about it.
You shut your face.
You keep your pants on. You'll get to give your Elon Musk hand job later. I promise.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to jerk him off so hard.
Keep your space pants on.
Yeah, keep your space pants on, Kyle.
I want you to blow your wad early.
Your space pants.
Then it's just like, well, what do we do for the next 2 hours?
Can I say with Mitch's...
No.
This is really quick because we talked about it on Dutch and Royce yesterday. But Mitch did the math for me because, you know, Mitch is autistic. And here we go.
You did that right last night.
Yeah. This is really quick. Mitch is autistic and he did the math for me yesterday. This is about the Women's March. Let's do the math. In D.C. alone, there was 500,000 to 1.2 million marchers. The average estimate would put that at 825,000 marchers. If they each put $5 in instead of marching, that would be $4,125,000. It looks like the cost of a carbon filter is about $300. So that would be 13,750 filters. There are 40,000 homes in Flint, Michigan. So those filters would have went to 34% of the homes. That was just from D.C. But I guess there's no women in Flint, Michigan that actually need help. So that was Mitch doing the math because he's autistic. Now, some good came of this. I was talking to Jay from
Masters of None,
which is on our station, and we found the information for the women that are in charge of the march, and we both sent them all emails saying, why don't you guys give money, and we send them the link, if you have all these many people together, to helpforflint.com/action. Yep. Hold on.
But dude, here's a okay, go
hold
ahead.
On. Just something people forget. They've been without clean water since 2014, and that really blows.
That's
fucking horrendous.
That's not America. That's not even Mexico.
That's not even Mexico. They've been without clean water since 2014. So my point is, I sent them an email. It's something that concerns people.
And by
I
the way, they're called shemales now.
What are?
Emails? Emails are now called shemales.
I don't think that's the correct term. I'm pretty sure that's not the correct term.
Well, I would say, and not to be, you know, too rude, but why are you living in Flint?
Dutch, I love Dutch's. I love Dutch. You know when people go, white privilege isn't real? Then they listen to Dutch and they're like, oh, I guess it kind of is a little.
What? I mean, there's
why are you living in
Grand Rapids is right down the road.
Why are you living in Flint?
I can tell you why there's like so many people that live in Flint.
Yes, please tell me.
Because of the fracking boom that happened like, a few years back. Like, their population, like rose by, like, a huge percentage.
Oh, yeah. That's
in a very short period of time because everybody gravitated because of the fracking boom.
Isn't that what happened in North Dakota, too?
Yeah.
Their industry blew up because
of that. Isn't
that
also why their water is now
some
tainted?
Of their water may
that
be
is
on...
exactly
hey,
why.
Some of their water may be on fire. But so what, America? That's what I say.
Money.
So is Flint, Michigan literally the epitome of this is why we can't have nice things?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that this country can't have nice things. But Flint, Michigan is a reason this country cannot
somebody
have nice things.
Make that a meme. Flint, this is why we can't have nice
because
things.
Because there's people that literally need water. So seriously, I wanted to give this a plug. I mean, you know, we barely ever plug anything for real. But there's people that don't care about politics at all in Flint, Michigan that just want water. So how about helpforflint.com/action? Give a little money to get them carbon.
Isn't what
filters.
Happened there? Like they put in a new water system and they just it was just cheaply done.
That's not the only
thing.
Yeah,
they filled it up
isn't
with Maxos.
Kind of how it started, right?
It's not that it was a new water system. It was a new water system, but the plumbing and the piping was very, very old.
They hired these two plumbers, Mario and Luigi.
And one of them happened to be John Leguizamo. And look, do I need to say more? Do you want to know why there's a problem? Whenever John Leguizamo's involved, good things don't happen. What was the movie where the trees killed Mark Wahlberg? He was in that. He died. Spoiler alert.
All I know is...
The Happening! John Leguizamo! No.
I don't know what just happened!
Mark, wasn't John Leguizamo in The Happening?
With Mark Wahlberg.
Yes, thank you. The trees that killed... The fucking Shyamalan movie.
Listen, I don't agree with him because he's so annoying. Michael Moore.
But oh, I thought you were gonna say John Leguizamo.
but look,
to say who disagrees with John Leguizamo.
He made the movie about Flint, Michigan and GM, and he was trying to talk to the CEO of GM and everything. That was back in 89. Like, it's like Flint still sucks, like, even today. And I'll even pull up some numbers for you.
Sure.
The medium household income for Flint, 24 grand. There are 41% of the people that live in Flint, around 98,000 people that live in Parvely. Conversely, if you go to Lakeland, Florida, for example, where I live, 39,000 is a median household income. 19% are living in poverty, and we're right around 100,000.
See, exactly
that's,
what I was
that's
saying,
why
Mark.
You can't move away if you're too fucking poor.
You don't have enough money.
I was about to say, you're making my point. Go to somewhere where the higher, just move elsewhere.
Yeah, but the problem is when you go into something that's so, like fracking, like Kyle was saying, that's so specialized, you could only move to other places that do that, and there's not a lot of options. You're not talking, people making $29,000 a year aren't people with fucking college degrees that could go to another industry. They probably don't even, at $29,000, a lot of them probably don't have high school degrees. You know what
they're
I mean?
They're too dumb and they're too poor to fucking move anywhere else.
Yeah, I mean
that's just the way that it is.
It's like telling somebody in Somalia, why don't you move to South Africa? They have food there. Well, yeah, how fuck am I going to get there? You know? Look how fat my stomach is, and it's from being hungry. You know how hungry you have to be for your stomach to get fat?
Yeah, but that's a very good flotation device, and they could just float over.
First off, no, because then you have more Somali pirates. Is that what you want? You want Somali pirates? You can't drown? You want Somali pirates? Hey, Dutch.
Why is...
Dutch, look at me. Look at me.
Yes.
I'm the captain now.
Why are all pirates Somali, though? Like, aren't there, you know...
No, all pirates aren't Somali. All modern-day pirates are Somali. Not all pirates of all time.
That's racism, bro.
Obviously, no, dude. I'm talking about why are all pirates now Somali? Like,
because
we
don't need to have boats getting our rum around anymore.
Okay, the reason why is because that is the easiest way for them. They really are fucking starving. They have no money. They have nothing. And for them, it's easier because they know most countries would rather pay a ransom... Unless you kidnap Tom Hanks's boat, most countries would rather pay the handsome ransom. By the way, pirate handsome is the name of the top Somali pirate. Not many people know that. It's ironic, of course,
but he is charming.
He is very charming. But no, that's why, because you know when you don't have that much food. Look, I'm not. They shouldn't
smart,
fucking
smelly pirate hooker.
You shouldn't be a pirate. But my point is that's the reason why. There's you know.
Well, what
food.
About that whole Pirate's Life for Me song?
That's listen, the Johnny Depp pirates are completely different than the Somali pirates. They're two completely different kind of pirates.
I don't think so. I think I got to disagree with you on this one.
Dutch?
Hmm?
Dutch thinks he's a pirate because he goes to Pirate Bay, so you can't listen to him. You know?
Pirate Bay?
Yeah, you know, the torrent site. But,
also, oh, right.
Also the alcohol.
The alcohol. Yeah, the alcohol.
It's Parrot Bay.
Parrot Bay.
Different.
That's very funny. Thank you, Dutch. Made me laugh hard. Okay.
I said it.
Anyway, Somali pirates. You know what I'm
about?
You asked about Somali pirates?
I don't.
Where do we start? I think like we're doing a rabbit hole.
Flint, Michigan.
There we go.
What I'm saying is that we need to move all the Somali pirates into Flint, Michigan.
There you go.
I don't know. Why not?
To show them what real suffering is about.
What? What are you talking about? Listen, Flint might be bad, but I guarantee you Somalia's worse.
Maybe it'll help the Somalians if they go to Flint, Michigan.
Maybe. I don't know.
This is hot take as far as Flint, Michigan.
Here we go.
Okay?
Here it goes.
So, and this is also a problem that we have experienced here as far as staff is concerned with cases and everything else. People don't know what to do with money. And that includes myself. That includes several of my friends where you're just buying shit that you don't really need. And then it just all stacks up. Like you've got kids that are living in homes where they don't have their own bed. They don't have their own bedroom. They've got barely enough food, but they've got 100 DVDs stacked up on the wall. And they've got a television that doesn't have an actual television stand, but it's really fucking nice. It's actually a lot better than my television. Right? That's the kind of dumb shit that is very, very prevalent, at least in Polk County. I don't know if it's in Flint, Michigan, but you know, feel bad for them.
Well,
they need help.
Well, Mark, we brought this up. I don't think we've ever talked to you about it on the show, but we've talked about it for many, many years. We think that there should be a government-sponsored program, and I think it would, in the end, save money, where if you decide when you're an adult, of course, and you go in and decide to get a vasectomy or to get your tube tied, if you go in and you do it, you get a free large screen TV or a gift card of equal value. Because I think, not that you have to do it, but as an option, I think enough people that, because I think that people that would do that shouldn't have kids anyway. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
And that way, it kind of like you said, the people that have a 55-inch Samsung TV that's on a milk carton, you know what I mean? Versus having a 45-inch Vizio, you know, which is cheaper and having cereal, you know?
Right.
I think that that would be the solution. You give people the option.
Right, because you know people who are stupid enough to do it are the ones who you don't want to breed.
Exactly.
Well, this is the other thing, too. People are stupid inherently. I mean, that's just my opinion. Oh, but, you know, they don't take into account, like, hey, this kid's going to cost several thousand dollars per month, per year, per the next 18 years and all that sort of thing. Like, I know that it's your God-given right to have kids, but,
of course,
you know, think of the consequences as well. Like, it's a consequence on everyone. It's a consequence on your fucking family and your friends, and it's...
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Every single time someone takes a day off from work at my job because of their stupid kids, and meanwhile, I'm taking a day off today because I went to a concert last night, like, I don't give a shit. Like, my kid is fun. So there you go.
That, and by the way, Mark, I don't know how you do it. You told me some of the fucking things you have to do at your job. You have the patience of a fucking kung fu master because it is enraging. You know, some of the things that you deal with, like, some people deal with shitty things, like, once in a while. You literally deal with shitty things every fucking day, and that's fucking brutal.
Every minute of every day.
Yeah, and, I mean, I don't know how you turn it off when you go home, to be honest with you. Like, that's...
Oh, I don't. But then all the, you know, all the booze and all the drugs help.
That'll help. That is a fucking...
You know, Kelsey comes home with, yeah. You know, because she's a labor and delivery nurse, with horror stories of just people who aren't fit to have kids. Like, the toxicology report comes back. You know, the woman has heroin and meth in her system. And Kelsey's like, when was the last time you used? Because I need to know for the baby. And the person's just sitting there going, I don't do drugs. I've never done drugs.
Hold on a second.
Holding the chart in front of her face going, you have meth and heroin in your system. I need to know. I'm not prosecuting you. I'm just trying to make sure your baby is going to be cool. And I need to know. Like, well, I don't do that. People who are just so stupid, who shouldn't be allowed to have children, Kelsey comes home with these horror stories every day.
Yeah, but
and then meanwhile, I've got two very...
Meanwhile,
I've got two friends that live a block away that have been pining away, like, we just want to adopt a kid, we want a family, we can't have one biologically.
People who deserve to have children for whatever reason aren't allowed to.
Yep. Can't do it. Meanwhile, I've got 8, 10, 12 kids being crapped out of a fucking vagina, you know, here, there, somewhere else, and then they just leave.
That's not how vaginas work.
Yes, it is. They crap out of the... I think that's how they work. I don't think you understand.
Hey!
Oh, someone just... Johnny.
I don't think you understand how limited men's understanding is of the woman's reproductive system. It is limited. So we think it just comes out like poopy. But, yeah, no, I know. Kelsey, of course, has to deal with it. But, Dutch, it was heroin and meth, and I read somewhere on superrealnews.org that if you do meth and heroin at the same time, they balance each other out.
Equals it out? Okay. It's like a pH meter.
Mommy needs to stay asleep and awake.
Right, and it's great for back pain.
What part, the meth or the heroin?
No, the combination.
Oh, combination.
The combination is great for back pain.
So basically, it's like a combination of pizza, Taco Bell. By themselves, great. Together, amazing.
Awesome. Right.
Perfect. Okay, I think I understand.
No. So.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now,
man, we really
change
haven't
your
seen
username.
Maul in a while.
Right
Kelsey
there on the right.
Really
stupid.
Drove her off.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Mixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said, don't be a dick, and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, hey, cousins. Check out the Cousin Joe Show. It's every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Cousin Joe Show.
Doc, what's wrong with your voice?
I'm a cousin of everyone, including Joe. Joe is my cousin, and this is how I talk to my family.
Doc, I think you're having a stroke.
I'm stroking something when I listen to the Cousin Joe Show every fucking day at Thursday at 7 p.m. Cousin Joe, baby boy.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined
Sean,
imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hand. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Biff Tannen Museum, dedicated to Hill Valley's number one citizen and America's greatest living folk hero, the one and only Biff Tannen. Of course, we've all heard the legend, but who is the man? Inside, you will learn how Biff Tannen became one of the richest and most powerful men in America. Learn the amazing history of the Tannen family, starting with his great-grandfather, Buford Mad Dog Tannen, fastest gun in the West. See Biff's humble beginnings and how a trip to the racetrack on his 21st birthday made him a millionaire overnight. Share in the excitement of a fabulous winning streak that earned him the nickname the Luckiest Man on Earth. Learn how Biff parlayed that lucky winning streak into the vast empire called Biffco. Discover how, in 1979, Biff successfully lobbied to legalize gambling and turned Hill Valley's dilapidated courthouse into a beautiful casino hotel.
I just want to say one thing. God bless America.
Meet the women who shared in his passion as he searched for true love. And relive Biff's happiest moment, as in 1973 he realized his lifelong romantic dream by marrying his high school sweetheart, Lorraine Baines McFly.
Third time's a charm.
No! No!
Hey, go! Hey, Greg, you come with us upstairs.
Let it go,
Sonny. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to try to be a little oasis from all the political nonsense as much as we can tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to try to because it's enough, right? It's enough's enough.
Is like, it enough? Mm-hmm. It's like crack. I got to have more.
Yeah, crack.
The entire show last night.
We only have 1,461 more days of this bullshit, right? It's cool.
Yeah.
But who's counting, am I right?
Who's counting? What?
Unless he gets reelected.
Oh, no. So
if when he does decide to run again, he's already using the Purge 3 election year campaign slogan.
Can't wait.
Keep America great.
Again.
With a chainsaw to your face.
Yeah.
I can't wait. But seriously, what the fuck's happening with the world? Anyway, let's move on to something else. Marie, why don't you read another story for us?
Well,
much like George McFly, we love stories.
You're limiting me. Okay, I'll move.
Cool story, Hazel.
I'll move on to a non-political one. 6'7" man says he was banned from driving for being too tall.
Amazing. This
six,
is
6'7"?
Amazing. Wait till you see the picture.
Tall, but that's not like bannable.
Wait, that's Sean's height. Wait till you see the picture. Wait till you see the picture.
Is he sitting in like is he just, he's all torso then?
Okay.
Does he have like midget legs and just all torso?
No, he's in a convertible, right? Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Look at the picture.
Okay, hold on. If anyone remembers the episode of The Simpsons where Nelson makes fun of the tall guy in the small car, that's all I can think about with Adam Elliott, age 26, from Newcastle, who was convicted of dangerous driving after he drove along the Tyne Bridge in a convertible Ford Kia with his head poking out the top.
Here's the thing.
It's a
visual.
He's down there.
Cried. Do you find something comical about my appearance when I'm driving my automobile?
Now look at that picture and imagine him saying that. Seriously, look at that picture and imagine him saying that.
Find something
I feel like in that stupid car, my head would stick because I'm 6'2".
I know.
Like, I feel like that's just a dumb car. All right, let's see. What is it? My Ford, obviously.
Ford Kia. So.
What's a Ford Kia? Those are two cars welded together?
Sorry, a Ford Ka? It's a Ka. Ford Ka? K-A? Is that even a car?
It's a Ka in the yard.
It's a Honda Hyundai.
I got the Ford Ka.
Ka. Oh, that's fucking Boston.
Yeah.
It's a fucking Boston car. That's where they make it.
The gas mileage is wicked awesome.
It's wicked awesome. Gold Sox.
Have you guys seen the new Mercedes BMW?
No.
What?
What?
You know what the thing she, you said to
I'm driving my automobile
together.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to drive a vehicle, even the very tall. This was the largest auto that I could afford. I, therefore, be made the subject of fun,
I guess so.
Would you like it if I laughed at your misfortune? Huh? Maybe we should find out. Now, march. Hey, everybody, look at this. It's that boy who laughs at everyone. Let's laugh at him.
There's nothing better than classic Simpsons. I have classic. To bring that up. Okay, go ahead. Breathe the
so
story.
This guy's problem was people thought he was standing up while driving.
No, he's just fucking...
To show off to the other motorists.
By the way, if you want to find a story for people listening via podcast, just it's in the metro.co.uk. 6'7" man says he was banned from driving for being too tall. You have to see the picture to fully appreciate this.
Car. Like, why would you pick that car?
Probably because his head was always too scrunched and he needed a convertible.
Well,
his head is literally his entire head is above the windshield.
Yep.
Yeah, that can't be fun.
No.
To drive.
It's not no, that. He probably gets a whole lot of bugs in his teeth while driving. And, you
at
know,
that point, just
he probably needs driving goggles.
But seriously, at that point, get a motorcycle. You know what I mean? Like, right?
Well, then he would look like a guy riding a little tricycle.
No, there's tall guys that ride motorcycles. If he would have got like a Harley, he would look fine.
I guess.
There you go, Royce. I posted a photo of the size of the car next to a bikini model.
There's a car in that picture?
Mm.
Where?
I don't see it.
Somewhere.
Is it behind the titties that are crazy like bananas?
Those are fuck.
Look at those.
Her titties game is bananas.
Bananas.
I got to get that drop. I'll have them by next week, I promise you.
I'll get it for you. Thank I'm going to watch it tonight.
Dude, you'll love it.
that bananas titty game over there.
Titties game is bananas. what's the...
Newcastle was in Britain, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So it is in Britain, excuse me. So he was banned in the UK, right? Oh, is that where we're going?
Oh my god.
We're going with this?
Oh
my
god. I get it.
God.
I don't get it.
No, not a Two Life Crew fan, I imagine.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
We'll try to wrap up on the fun stories before we get to the educational stories. For those who wanted to know what $20 million hidden under a mattress looks like.
This guy was a baller. Okay, go ahead.
There's now a picture of what $20 million hidden under a mattress looks like.
Remember,
we found
remember it. Breaking Bad? Remember that pile in Breaking Bad in the storage bin? This is what
it looks like. How much money was that?
$20 million.
$20 million in cash.
Jesus.
In his literal like bed frame.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The amount that Kyle's probably asking about was like right around $88 million. That's when Huel like actually laid down on it, and then his name?
Bill Burr.
Oh yeah.
Bill Burr is like, oh come on, all right, fine.
What are you fucking Scrooge McDuck?
If that was $88 million and this is $20 million, then I think they got it pretty accurate, because if I imagine that times four stacked up on top of each other, yeah, that seems about like the pile that they laid on.
Ever wonder what $20 million hidden under a mattress looks like? Well, the U.S. Attorney's Office in Boston has you covered.
It's a wicked awesome pile.
Hey,
of money.
Did you see my
cash? You got that kid.
Did you see my Ford car? It's outside. Go
I
Sox!
Can buy five of them.
Officials.
By the way, Brady is God.
Yeah. Yep. I met Nomar Garcia-Paul once. I swear to God, at Applebee's. All right. Federal officials posted. We all love Matt Damon. Federal officials posted a picture of Chandra. Not so much Ben Affleck, because we're from Boston, but we still have fucking taste.
Did you try that restaurant the Wahlbergs opened up?
Fucking. Say hello to your mother for me. Federal officials posted a picture of a
I think it's called Wahlburgers. They sell burgers.
Federal officials posted a picture of a jaw-dropping scene on Twitter Monday, just weeks after uncovering the cash during a money laundering bust. It was a $3 billion global fraud case. So this $20 million is just a fraction of what he laundered.
Brazilian national in scheme to launder processes of Telex Free?
Mm-hmm.
What's Telex Free?
I don't know. Photo of the $20 million seized in a box springs follow arrest of Brazilian national. Blah, blah, blah. The image stems from a search conducted
January
4th.
Wait, say his name. Say his name.
Where is it?
The image stems from a search conducted January 4th inside of Westboro, Massachusetts, apartment of Kleber
René Riacio Rocha. Kleber René Riacio Rocha. Wow! Ooh, that's a tongue twister. and I'm a
they
spick.
They allow them in Boston?
And I'm a spick. Yeah, who fucking think cleans the fucking place and makes the food, you idiot?
He heard it was more than a feeling. Yeah.
Boston was the last team to integrate a black player. Do never forget that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do never.
Do never forget that.
Do not ever?
Hashtag do not ever forget that ever not. Go ahead.
That's not a good hashtag.
Read.
The guy that Rocha said, who was charged in a...
Kleber Negriacio Rocha.
Yeah, that guy. Okay. Who was charged in a criminal complaint with one count of conspiring to commit money laundering in connection with the alleged pyramid scheme involving Telex Free. I would really like to know what Telex Free is. Can someone look that up while I keep reading?
Yeah.
According to the... Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
According to the complaint, the internet phone service company ripped off about half of their participants, or roughly 1 million people across the world. In April 2014, federal agents searched their headquarters in Marlboro.
That's where the cigarettes are.
Yep. Sparking the massive pyramid scheme investigation. Later that day, Carlos Wanzeller, one of the founders of the company, allegedly fled to Brazil, his native country, where he has remained. Wanzeller and Telex Free co-founder James Merrill were indicted on July 14th on charges that they operated Telex Free as a massive pyramid scheme.
Okay. Pyramid schemes, man, there's a lot of them going around still today. I mean, whatever they're called, multi-level marketing. John Oliver did a thing on them. It's pretty cool.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. Yeah, go ahead, Dutch.
Oh, it says, Telex Free and multi-billion dollar Ponzi scheme disguised as an internet phone service company.
Internet.
So that's what their
well, how does the scheme work?
Is.
I wonder how that works.
I'm reading.
Like Magic Jack? Remember Magic Jack? I remember Magic Jack.
You buy your minutes.
What I'm looking at here on Wikipedia is just it's mainly talking about them getting busted for all this laundering. So
Well, it must have been successful if they had that much money.
All right. Well, I'm gonna move on to another one here, and this one is a girl was talking to the Santa Clarita Council in California and about a very, very passionate subject. Well, you know what, guys? I'll let her speak for herself. And then after this, Kyle, we'll get ready for Tech Talk. So start waking up.
Hey, Miss... I'm not sure. Could you say your name for us, please?
Xanthi Pajarillo.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. First, I want to thank Madam Mayor and the council members for your time. I prepared a little statement. I'm here on behalf of the Santa Clarita foodie community. And I was wondering, is there a Spanish translator available by any chance, just to not exclude the Hispanic community?
There's no one in the
hold on.
No, usually we try to do that in advance.
Important, okay. This is an important subject, so she's looking for a Spanish translator.
Get ready.
In
1982, a boneless barbecue pork sandwich was introduced to the United States, and it was available for only a limited time during the fall, which is called the McRib. But this year, McDonald's, they decided to give regional managers the power to decide whether to sell the McRib at their locations. And apparently only 55% of McDonald's franchises nationwide have chosen to sell the McRib, which means 45%.
First time it bugs me how she says McRib.
She's saying McRib.
McRib. McRib.
McRib.
She's throwing an H in the middle.
She's talking about
McRib. By the way, she's wearing like a pantsuit with like this like backpack over her shoulder with pink hair, and she clearly is Hispanic.
Hold on.
Or according to her, prink.
Prink, yes. Thank you. Prink hair.
Prink.
Hold on.
McPrink hair.
I've decided to skip it, including the Santa Clarita area, and there are 10 McDonald's here in Santa Clarita, and none of them are selling the McRib. And specifically, the McDonald's on Shekela Lane next to In-N-Out is not.
By the way, she's reading this from a paper, okay? I just want you to write this down, all right?
Next to an In-N-Out burger, and you're complaining about it?
That's my point! You got In-N-Outs over there! What the fuck are you getting a McRib for?
That's California privilege right there.
Yeah, seriously! You West Coast fuckers, how dare you? I would never go to McDonald's again if I had... Yes.
Can we hear her out? I feel like she has a compelling argument.
All right, hold on.
You just interrupted the lady.
All right, you're right. I apologize. Let's continue.
Specifically, the McDonald's on Shekela Lane next to In-N-Out is not selling it, and it's been replaced by an all-day breakfast, which I think is...
All-day breakfast is better! You're not going to argue to me that a McRib is better than all-day breakfast!
You know what? On. You know what she is? She's a young Filipino version of Molly Shannon Superstar.
I think she's Hispanic, no?
That's what it is! No, Filipino. I think Marie's right. The Filipinos are the Hispanic Asians. Am I correct?
I'm assuming. She seems to be sort of tan Asian girl with hot pink hair, so I'm guessing Filipino. It could be Mexican and Chinese mixed together.
No,
I'm not sure.
You might be right. It might be Filipino.
Imagine Molly Shannon sticking her hands in her armpits.
And smelling them
and saying that they don't sell the McRib.
Hold on.
That's
how she's dressed.
I'm going to deny her ethnicity as far as Hispanic is concerned because, Royce,
you don't
want to
take responsibility for
wrong. We know much better about pork than a fucking McRib.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I don't think a Hispanic person would eat a McRib.
Come on now.
Well, no. She's speaking on behalf of the foodies.
Foodies don't eat a McDonald's.
Well, that's what she said at the beginning of her thing. Do you not remember at the top?
Yes,
of the thing?
I do. But she's wrong.
Can go fuck either selfsies.
Fuck. Again, you have In-N-Out and Whataburgers in the same town. Sorry, let's keep going.
All day breakfast, which I think is like a really poor substitute.
Okay, let's go.
All right, hold on. So she's at a council meeting. This is a local council meeting.
Guys, I'm leaving. I can't do this. I can't.
Wait, so she thinks that I need to go and bring this up in front of the local council to get franchisees. I don't think she knows
you
how
know
this
what?
Works.
If only she were investing her energies and time
and her
clear feelings about this important subject is something that would actually matter. I don't know. Maybe the leaders of the country or her district or fucking state or whatever the shit. Instead of a goddamn rib sandwich.
Excuse me, Mark. Mark, next on the panel, I would like them. I am suing Mayor McCheese. I am suing him.
The Hamburglar.
The Hamburglar stole my burgers.
Are we not watching the same passionate argument being presented here? I'm about to erase Eye of the Tiger from my morning playlist and replace it with this speech. Because this is getting me pumped. She is
right.
Yeah,
there's only a minute and 15 left. Let's hear. I want
to
hear this.
I need to hear the rest of this passionate, compelling, persuasive argument about the McDonald's McRib. Please play.
Here's what I'm thinking, guys. I'm going to play. Here's what I'm thinking, guys. Maybe I would get it more if it had like an epic music behind it while she's doing it. So let's try that. You know what? Right?
Yeah. Okay. The Rosa Parks McRibs.
All right. Let's do this. Here we go.
You're just queuing up some music?
Yeah, here we go.
All right, cool.
Breakfast, which I think is like a really poor substitute. And consumers have had to resort to the McRibLocator.com, which gives disappointing results if you use it because the nearest sandwich was seen in the Bay Area. And to be honest, like the removal of the McRib from the menu has affected my family because every Thanksgiving, my family would like order a 50-piece a chicken McNugget and like 10 McRibs. It was like a tradition in our family.
Two things. If you're going to make a point in front of city commissioners or anything else, please stop saying the word like every three words. Second of all, is that the soundtrack to Inception?
Yes, it is. Good ear, Mark.
Excellent.
Good ear.
Excellent choice. Thank you very much.
Good ear. All right. Here we go.
Well, like my family's holiday spirit's kind of messed up and broken. So basically what I'm trying to say is like I come to you in this matter that I hope you members of the council can help and speak to these McDonald's managers because I tried calling the hotline and they like don't take me seriously. So I don't know. To me, like Thanksgiving for my family without this like McRib is like a Christmas without snow. It just doesn't make sense.
Western Echo says produced by Steven Spielberg, directed by Christopher Nolan. Lionsgate presents The McRib Conundrum.
From the time that you paused up until now, she said like five goddamn times. Sorry.
I love that you fucking...
I,
figure that. Yes, Kyle.
I feel like it would have gone over better if she brought in like a tape recorder, like a boombox, and just played that song as she was talking. Yes. That way everyone could experience it, because yeah. I feel moved right now.
By the way, can somebody please do me a favor and edit? Just, it should be a simple one. Someone tell Mitch to edit this video with this music so I could upload it, because I think it would do great. Because if you listen, at the beginning I thought she was ridiculous. But if you listen to with Hans Zimmer's music in the background,
the Christmas without snow, it just doesn't make sense.
First of all, you don't have snow.
So, thank you for your time and listening, and happy Thanksgiving.
Christmas without snow doesn't make sense. So let's ban Christmas.
I'm going to tell you something right now. I was in Dallas last month. The very first thing that we did when we got out of Dallas, Fort Worth. Went to a fucking In-N-Out burger. Because I'm a fucking fat kid. I don't give a shit.
In-N-Out burger.
They have In-N-Out in Dallas?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
They do.
Yep. I've eaten at an In-N-Out burger and a Whataburger when I go visit my parents at both.
I'm thinking I probably have a better chance of getting In-N-Out in my state before you guys do, because I'm a little bit more closer in the proximity of those areas.
You will.
And guess what I did right before we were heading to the airport on our way back to Florida? Went to a fucking In-N-Out burger, and I had the same thing, and it was delicious, and I don't give a shit. It's going to make me fucking dead like 7 minutes closer to whatever, but
who cares?
McRib,
what
really?
Is happening in the Bay Area? Because this is in Santa Clara, right? That's basically the San Jose area. Like, what? That San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, like they're in their own bubble, like where it's like awesome to be hipster and weird and flamboyantly gay, where you're just nude in the streets. Like, what's
the problem is there's too much
in this area.
There's too much money.
Water, I think.
There's too much money circulating in that area, with Silicon Valley being so close. Everyone there is a billionaire, and it also means it's the most expensive place in the United States to live.
There is no weirdos there. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wrong part of California. That's the southern part of California.
He's about to jack it.
Yeah, this is in San Diego. Different.
Jack it.
Well, you can't complain about the 49ers all the time. You got to complain about other shit too, you know. So
how did LA go from having no teams to having two teams? What the fuck happened? That was so fast. That was so quick. What happened?
Nobody was going to Rams or Chargers games.
Everyone's like, fuck this.
Won't.
Fuck that. But they're not going to work in LA either. We've done this before, folks. It's not going to work. whatever. Listen. My point is that after listening to this, listening to this, I really believe that we need to get the McRib back on the menu. Okay? Don't do it for you. Do it for America.
Do it for Hans Zimmer.
Do it for Hans Zimmer.
Do it for her.
My favorite part was she was like, I called the hotline and they didn't take me seriously. Like,
No.
Please help me.
I think they took you as seriously as you could possibly be taken when you're asking for a McRib.
It would be one thing if she's reading it from her heart, you know, just off the top of her head. She's got a piece of paper in front of her. You don't have to say the word like. You don't.
Yeah, but like, you know.
But like, you sound like a dumb like person when you like say like every. Oh fucking Jesus! I'm already bored.
You know, like when you're from like California, like, and everyone talks with like an upward inflection, like they're asking a question all the time. Like,
you know what it reminds me of? Obviously, like in all fairness, it reminds me of. Do you know, like, when you think you can do anything? That kid sounds smarter than this lady. The McRib.
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do so much you could do anything?
The music.
This music. By the way, Hans Zimmer's a fucking genius, because this music makes everything better.
I kind of just want to carry around like a portable speaker, so that way I can just play it at random moments in my life.
Exactly.
Like, I just want to give myself a soundtrack.
Can you imagine?
If Kellyanne Conway had this during her stand-up routine, everybody would just been moved to tears.
No, absolutely. I don't think that's true.
I don't know. I kind of want to try it.
Capital
right
style. One God, one country, three readers. And I was on the covers. My mom, my grandma, my dad.
No.
Wow, even Hans Zimmer can't.
You care!
Even Hans Zimmer doesn't work with Kellyanne Conway. I'm sorry, guys. We tried really hard. We tried really, really hard.
Is it TED Talk time?
Yes, it is absolutely TED Talk time. TED Talk, Kyle, are you ready to go?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Well, then here you go.
Take a spin. Now you're in with the tech news bit. You're going surfing on the internet. Do-do-do-do-do-do.
All right. Yeah. What is on the docket tonight, Kyle?
Ooh, I got a surprise one, actually, that I didn't put on the list, but I saw it earlier, and I was like, you guys will like this.
I love surprises.
So a company called
Proof State sandwiches
is bringing you alcohol to your door in 25 minutes or less.
Whoa, this is a fucking game changer. Say that again?
Yeah. Yeah, Postmates is bringing you alcohol to your door in 25 minutes or
less. Whoa, hold on. What kind of...
You fucking singing like a goddamn gospel singer in a black church.
It is fucking hallelujah. Because okay, what kind of alcohol? How does this work, Kyle? I am fucking excited.
Right now, it's just launching like a beta or like a pilot. It's only in LA and San Francisco now.
Okay.
But it's kind of like Uber Eats or Grubhub or anything like that. You can order beer, wine, spirits. And then they will deliver it to you. Check your ID, obviously. Yeah. And anything over $30 is free delivery.
By the way, how baller is that?
Shit.
Because how many times have you been at a party and everybody's fucked up and nobody wants to go leave?
So many times.
Nobody wants to go leave to get booze. Wouldn't you pay like $5 to just put that on the app have someone deliver whatever you want?
Yeah, they allow you to be a subscriber, so you actually get free delivery on any order.
Yeah. So think about
this. So it's only specific to booze because you have other, you know, places like Busy Beaver or Postmates that will deliver anything.
This is Postmates.
I mean, it says Postmates Unlimited subscriber, so I would assume it involves...
Oh, okay. Like, it's with Postmates. All right.
Yeah, Postmates Unlimited. Yeah. It's their same... It's like a subscription that they already have. So if you're a Postmates Unlimited subscriber and you live in LA or San Francisco, you get free booze to your door.
That's fucking baller.
Fucking balls. Let me tell you something right now. This appeases not even just my love of alcohol and booze so much as my fervent adoration of I don't want to fucking deal with people. Just bring it to me. I will give you my money. Holy shit.
Go ahead, Marie.
Question for all the over 21-year-old adult people in the room. If you have this in the power of your hands, when normally you would be too drunk to go get more alcohol.
There's no such thing. When you're too drunk, you find a way to get alcohol. So that's not true. Let's be honest. We like to pretend because... Hold on. Let's be honest. We like to pretend because the TV says so and because fucking movies tell you to or because they pretend that people don't drunk drive. That's not true. Look, I am not saying drunk driving is good. I am not saying doing it. But I am saying that when the 7-Eleven is half a mile down from your fucking house and you want booze... It's not that bad to go half a mile and get the booze. But now, if you're going to do it anyway, you might as well go, you know what? Fuck it. I'd rather pay $5. I don't care.
I'd rather just order it.
There's no downside. You're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I want to take it a step further and like do it like Uber Eats instead of bringing bottles, like actually delivering mixed drinks. Let's make that a thing.
You know, that's not a bad idea, but the problem is that it seems like it'll be more expensive. You know why they can't be mixed drinks? Because you can't drive around in a car with an open alcohol.
Yeah, you put it in a sealed container.
Yeah, you would
fine.
Need to have an anti-tampering device, like either
that's
stickers.
A lot of work.
Yeah, but then you would know if there was roofies in there.
Make your drink for you. Like,
listen,
that's a new level of lazy.
My target market are really drunk people.
That's
really
a good
late
point.
At night.
Yeah, and again, by the way, anyone's lying. Every party I've ever been to in my life, when someone's out of booze, no one goes, "Oh, we're all too drunk to go." No, it happens.
Yeah, but
anyone who says it doesn't is a fucking liar.
Yeah, but when I'm too drunk, I'm not still ordering cosmopolitans after a while. Like you always downgrade as you
good
go
point.
Throughout the night.
That's true. Yeah, good point. Yeah, you're right.
What were we going to say, Mark?
Legit question. So, hypothetically, have they made any sort of provision where if you order your drink order at 1:55 a.m. and they deliver it to you at 2:15 a.m., they're still allowed to give it to you, right?
Well, I guess that would be by city.
I don't see any details.
That would be by city, I'm assuming, depending on city
ordinances.
Yeah,
I would assume that's by, like, local alcohol. I would assume this follows local alcohol laws, which would mean, like, no Sunday before noon if you're in the Bible Belt, because religion.
Boo.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you something right now.
Oh, I've done that multiple times, by the way.
Let me tell you something right now. I would absolutely, as an Uber driver, if somebody were to call me to their house and they go, hey, you know what? I just actually need you
before
to go to
before you come and pick me up.
Exactly.
If they were to go, like, pick me up a bottle.
But no, by the way, if they were to go, look, I'll tip you. I'll be like, yeah, I don't fucking care. Who cares? You know. So you know, they should make something like, you know, they already have Uber Eats, just like the thing
I'm
of
sure
Postmates
it happens,
called
dude.
Uber
like
Drink,
Uber Booze,
Uber Booze,
Uber Drinks. Yeah, there you go,
Uber Boozer. Yeah, because Uber. My point is that the same person that just dropped off the booze 2 hours later could take you home from the party. You know what I mean? It'll be awesome.
You know what comes after Uber booze? Is Uber tits and Uber gambling.
Okay. And there, by the way, your tits game has to be bananas, though.
like mine.
Yeah, Kyle's tits game is bananas. Kyle, next tech story, please.
Oh, this is also not on the list, but okay. We were talking about Uber, so I thought I would just ask if you guys have heard of Uber Elevate.
No, what's that?
No. Uber Elevate is Uber's...
They have flying cars.
Yep. Wait, well, they're working on them. Flying cars / automated drones.
Wait.
I was making that up. Are you serious?
No, you're actually... No, you're right. You're right on the money.
What?
Flying cars / like flying automated taxis that Uber's working on, and it's called Uber Elevate. Yeah, let me see if I can find an article. Elevate.
Boys, we're going to give it... helicopters.
There you go. It's on the main Uber site. If you just search Uber Elevate, they have like a PDF on their main site that they talk about.
Wait a minute. Having an Uber helicopter would be fucking phenomenal.
It would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be the greatest thing ever?
Like, let me call my helicopter so I can fucking fly out of this crib.
Marie, you're not. I'm looking at it right now. This is exactly what it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
As long as I get my Postmates order of Hendrix before I actually get on my helicopter, it's cool.
Can the helicopter deliver the booze while it's at it? Can we get this all out of one fucking way?
But let's just make this all one thing.
Yeah,
bring us booze by drone, please.
You know, we'll call it Uber Elevated Blood Alcohol Level. That way, everything is fucking all in. Maybe a better name. That name is not great, but it's a great idea. I'm an idea guy.
I actually posted something last week. We didn't get to it, but Airbus is... I don't think we got to it anyway.
Airbus. The dog?
Yeah, Airbud. Airbud. No, Airbus is making a VTOL, like, taxi. So one that could, like, you know, land and take off in your driveway.
What?
And they're planning to test it by the end of 2017. Like, I wouldn't be surprised to see some partnerships there.
Do you know
what... Can you describe VTOL for us real quick?
What is that?
Oh, VTOL stands for Vertical Takeoff and Landing. So, like... Think of any kind of sci-fi, like, future car. It's VTOL.
You know what's happening is we're coming up with the technology to have most middle-class people be able to afford their own hangover movie-type Vegas vacation night where we can just get blackout drunk.
Oh, shit. There's the pictures, the concept pictures.
And we'll just Uber fly our way over to a fucking hotel and just drop money and meet... a boxer and then wake up with a tiger in our bed. Like, we're just going to be able to afford it through rental.
God damn it. I never thought, because I knew drones was a thing, and I never put the two together that we would be able to have drones that fly us places. But
yeah,
this one, yeah, here's the concept art.
There it is.
Look at that. Here's a concept art for it if you want to look. It's pretty cool looking. Here's a question.
This is a big company working on it.
My question is, and I'll ask everybody on the show, would you get in it?
Fuck yeah!
Hell yeah!
Is anybody a no on that? Would you get in that vehicle?
I would, yeah.
Yeah, I would.
You get in planes. Why would you not get in that?
There's no pilot.
Well, first of all, like I feel like those spinning propellers might be a hazard. They might want to put up a guard.
Well, the propellers are actually like they change direction. So like they're like a certain direction to lift you off, and then they go forward. Like that.
I know how flight works. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, look at Western Echo in the chat room. He posted a picture of an actual one. That's pretty fucking neat. Look at that.
Oh, hell yeah.
There it is.
Holy shit. That is fucking awesome.
Uber Elevate.
Our 6'7" friend from Newcastle is definitely not being
good.
No.
By the way, Another problem is I don't think Daddy's going to be make the weight limit. So that's the other issue. There's going to be weight limits on these bad boys. And unless they have an Operation Dumbo drop, we're going to have a problem. but
And then we're going to be able to invent one of those, but for the ocean, so that we can go ocean diving on our own.
Uber Ocean?
Yeah.
I like that.
Because you have those glass-bottom boats where you do boat tours.
How long until, Kyle, I'm going to ask you, how long until Google purchases Uber and all their stuff?
I don't see them purchasing Uber at all. Uber's too big at this. Nah, they're too big.
They're too big.
Point.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uber's
all
too big. Like, I think actually Uber made it into like the top 10 of like Fortune. Like Uber's gotten gigantic in the last.
Yeah. In the last
years.
5 years, it's been ridiculous.
You know, yeah. They're too like 2 or 3 years ago, I would be like, yeah, maybe. But at this point, nah. They especially because they just spun off Waymo, which is like their own like self driving car company. They just spun that off as its own company. They're not going to buy Uber.
Well, here
they're taking all their profits and putting it into other ventures. It's very smart business plan.
Speaking of Ubering, I was Ubering and I actually picked up somebody who drives one of the Uber cars with the cameras on it for Google Earth. You know?
Oh, nice.
And
that
car was pretty neat. And I was actually Ubering her to she was picking up a car from another house from somebody who's just stopped driving, so they had to take the car back. But yeah, it's pretty cool. She was telling me the job. Like when you do that, it's not like what you think. It's not like you just drive around your town. I mean, you do that, but if they need you to fly to a place like all over the country, you have to just fly there to take pictures of things. If like there's a like apparently if like Google has this thing where if it's a high priority thing where they need Google Earth or like it's a VIP client or whatever, Google will be flown out to your house.
Dude, that sounds legit.
Yeah, so
I do that.
Yeah, I know it's pretty neat, but that's what she did. But the car looks pretty dorky still.
Talking also kind of about Ubers, so Elon Musk tweeted out that he believes all Teslas will have full self-driving capabilities within 3 to 6 months.
Wait, what?
All of them? He like very casually tweeted out saying that, he like someone asked him, they were like on Twitter, it's actually on yesterday, you could go look at his Twitter. They asked about full, like, level 5 autonomy, which means zero interaction with a human. None. You get in the car, that's it. You don't touch the steering wheel at all. He said 3 months, maximum 6 months for Teslas. And imagine if you had a Tesla and also you were an Uber driver and you could just kind of sit in your car while your car does all the work and you just, like, rake in cash. Temporarily, of course.
Well, not even sit. Yeah. Just program it to go do...
Well, I think because of laws, you would probably still need to sit in the car with it. I don't know. I don't know how most like states' laws are regarding
that. It'll get to that point eventually.
Eventually, it will. But yeah, just the time frame though, 3 to 6 months is insane. Like I was expecting maybe like they would do some kind of pilot testing, beta testing with full autonomy by the end of the year. Not 3 to 6 months, he said, because it's been progressing exponentially.
Do you want to know how hard I'm rooting for him to be wrong on this one?
He's
because
not.
All the tech geeks, Elon Musk is, everybody blows their load over him. I want to be wrong once. Just in 6 months,
well,
be like, hey,
a, well, here's the thing. Like, Elon Musk isn't an idiot. I don't think he would tweet out publicly if they were far off that mark.
Yeah, he's still a business dude, too. Like, that's the other thing. Guy's also a businessman. So
he's a very successful businessman.
Yeah, so I mean, if he says it, it's because it's he's pretty sure it's coming. I mean, you've been talking about it for a while, but I mean, I heard another story, Kyle, something you've been talking about that you brought up before I even read about it anywhere else, about the real killer of American jobs isn't going to be them going to other countries. It's automation. Automation, no matter whether you like it or not, it's coming. It doesn't matter who the fuck the president is. Automation's coming, and it's going to start taking a lot of jobs. And
yeah, I mean, Marie, I mean, think about just this year alone. Like, think about how many people, I mean, you included. Yeah. I've actually even been thinking about it myself as using, like, Uber or Lyft to supplement my income.
Yeah.
Think about just this year alone. If Teslas are having full autonomous capabilities, what's to stop Elon Musk from launching his own, like, Uber competitor using fully autonomous vehicles this year?
A couple things. If you're going to sign up for Uber, use my promo code so I get money. Secondly.
I will.
Secondly. I mean... You know,
and that's like soon. That's like really soon.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's a lot of people that rely on that for income
now. Marie shared an article the other day about what country is trying out universal basic income.
Yeah, I posted an article about that in the link as well.
Finland, yeah. So yeah, Kyle's been talking about it. Universal basic income is where everybody would get every citizen would get a specific minimum amount of money to live, to, you know, for basic needs.
And it's not a lot.
Essentially, because you're a human. Yeah, and it's not a ton. It's not going to, like, allow you to go and, like, buy a car. But it's essentially, it covers the base necessities for you to live, for you to survive as a human.
Right.
And then you can supplement that, you know, with other sources.
And now, you can make more money than that. And if you make extra money, you could even not take the money if you don't want to. But it is a way, because I think big economists who have no political ties either way have done the math, and over the long term you would actually save more money if everyone had that versus what we're all the programs are doing now.
A lot of the reasons for the fact that it would actually save money even immediately, like even if we were to implement it this year, is because it would eliminate bureaucracy, like so much bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. It would eliminate almost every single social program we have and all the administration that goes along with it.
And I'm not 100% against it. I mean, you know, I would like to read more about it and figure it out. But
it's not proven yet. It's still not proven as like the answer.
That's what the article was saying. Finland is testing it out with 2,000 citizens.
Yeah. So, you know, who also tested this out was Russia. Like, come on, people. This is communism.
It's not entirely communism. It's definitely different.
I think
it's very different.
Dutch, but here, I don't think it's not really communism.
Sorry, I'm not trying to be old man Dutch here, but no.
I don't think that's communism.
Universal basic income is being brought to the table because of automation.
It's not being brought
to the table because, like, oh, we have all this money, we can just give it to people. The difference between, like, say, specifically communism in previous times and now is that nowadays, if we use basic income to essentially take care of all the people that there's jobs are replaced by automation, the automation is taking care of the productivity, and the automation is taking care. So a lot of people are happens if all these people become unproductive?
And here's the other problem.
So far have shown that's not true. That actually is the opposite of what happens.
And here's the other problem with that is, Kyle, is, and just hold on to Dutch. Communism means everybody works and everybody shares the wealth. In this situation, you could still work and make billions of dollars if you want to.
100%.
So there was no billionaires in communist Russia.
You guys are taking out of the equation of humans are pieces of shit and they're going to skirt the system.
I understand, but my point is
that's the thing.
Humans, hold on.
Communism works on paper.
Dutch, but
point.
This isn't
this
communism.
Works on paper.
But you're taking
Dutch.
Out why they're doing
humans
all the
are
studies.
Shitty
Dutch.
Human
Dutch.
Humans are a shitty organism.
Dutch. The whole point of this is if you didn't fucking feel like working, you didn't have to.
This basically it takes into
That's
account
stupid.
That humans are pieces of shit.
Yeah. Say
well,
like
most
if,
then they shouldn't well, most, be allowed to exist. If you don't want to
Yeah,
work,
but
you
Dutch
die.
Dutch, I'm communist, but if you don't most want but they shouldn't so be allowed far, to exist. Hold on, Kyle. They shouldn't be allowed to exist. I might be a communist, but you're a Nazi. You want a fucking eugenics? They shouldn't be allowed to exist? That's just as bad. Like, I'm not saying you know
eugenics.
They should
if you don't want to work, you shouldn't be paid and not work. You should have to work for your that's a thing.
It's more about the fact that eugenics.
But what if you can't?
Well, one, because of automation and because we're heading towards we're getting out of the scarcity model, right? So, like, we'll have enough resources to take care of everybody no matter what. It's not that, like, just somebody living, like, we won't be able to have the resources to provide them with shelter, food, and water and make sure that they can live and have a decent life. Like, we'll have the resources to take care of that without hurting anybody. But apart from that, most studies have been showing so far that the opposite of that happens. That when you give people guaranteed income and they don't have to worry about, if I take this risk, will I fail? Will I lose my house? Will I not be able to eat? Instead of that, people get way more active. They become way more involved in the community. They become way more entrepreneurial. They take risks that they wouldn't have normally taken because they have the security.
Go ahead, Dutch.
I have the only thing I have to counter to that, which, by the way, like I said, everything you guys are talking about works well on paper and everything like that. But the fact that unemployment, studies have shown that people who just suck off of unemployment will do that. Sean Waters is a guy who sucked off of unemployment for 2.5 years and didn't get creative or you know, do what you were talking about. I'm not saying that anything you guys are saying can't be proven, but there are, like I said,
there definitely
the
are
X
people
factor
that,
is that humans inherently are pieces of shit.
And that's true.
That's
You're
the
absolutely
point.
Hold
right.
on. Hold
there
on.
Will be people that will take this and will do nothing.
Hold
You're
on.
Right. There
let's,
will
com-
be.
Let's calm
we
down.
Take that into account.
Let's calm down for a second. Let's all relax. Sure, we're a little heated.
I'm relaxed.
I know. Here, here's,
You're
here's,
the one yelling. You okay?
Yeah, I'm
smoking weed.
I feel great. Calmer, I feel great.
Here's calmer
what,
you are.
Here's what.
Waving the fucking gun around?
Sit the fuck up, Donnie. Here is one. You know what? No matter how much we disagree,
I need to watch that movie again.
By the way, no matter how much, can I bring something up? No matter how much we may disagree politically, all of us, it doesn't matter. If you could quote the Big Lebowski, everyone comes back to center.
Everybody
comes back to fucking center. You know why, Dutch? Because it really brought the room together.
Fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling. Whatever, dude. Fuck it, dude. Let's go podcasting.
Fuck it, dude. Fucking God, what
you
a fucking
out of your element right now, Mark.
What?
Elon Musk is not the issue here. Also, you know, Tesla is not the preferred nomenclature for their
you know, fucking nihilist.
Can we like talk about more of that shit that Elon Musk is doing, by the way?
Yes,
sure, before you come
that dude
at
is
him.
Insane. So did you guys hear anything about his tunnels that he wants to build, like, tunnels?
Hey,
right?
What does he want, an underground utopia? Yeah.
This is why we have you on the show. You
Please,
tell us.
So, okay, so, obviously, you know, he, like, sometimes just throws out random ideas, like Hyperloop was one, which is now becoming a reality in Dubai. There's one in Europe. They're planning on one between San Francisco and L.A.
Hold on. So they're going to have Hyperloop in Dubai, but not my gay strip club called Do Guys. That's some fucking horseshit, Kyle.
That's that is a problem.
Fucking
and we need
horseshit.
To fix that.
Sorry, go ahead.
You should tweet to Elon Musk and he'll fix it.
At Elon Musk.
At Elon Musk, we need this Hyperloop here.
First off, it'd be like,
quick access to gay clubs.
First, it'd be like, at Elon Musk, way to take Johnny Depp's bitch. Mad mad props, brah. Mad props. You know what? For someone who has, that goes to show you something. Even if you have bitch tits like Elon Musk, if you're smart enough, you get all the pussy in the fucking world.
That's right.
Yeah, it's true. Fucking
being smart and being funny is the biggest panty dropper out there.
And I will say on Twitter,
Amber heard that. I like that.
Jesus, dude.
Amber heard that.
Gotcha.
Anyways, apparently he got stuck in traffic and he was like kind of annoyed and he was like, you know what? We should just build tunnels to go underneath all the traffic. He just like randomly stated that.
They're called subways.
Like, nah, I'm actually going to make that real. And then
Hold on a second. Now he fucking sounds like Tenacious D, like, he we're does. Just going to start traveling in tubes. We'll lead as two kings. Elon Musk and Tesla lead as two kings. We're all going to be as one. I don't know how we're going to get there yet.
hey, Mark, you passed, but you know what you got, right? F plus.
Click.
But, you know, I get it. But, you know, think about this. If Elon Musk was using his powers for evil, tell me the things he's doing wouldn't sound like something an evil genius would do in a Bond movie. Think about it.
He looks like he could be an evil genius.
Right. Like, if he was using those.
Kind of throw a beard, he looks like Scorpio from The Simpsons.
If you want to further that evil genius thing.
Oh, my God! Elon Musk is Hank Scorpio! Elon Musk is Hank Scorpio! It's the same guy! Here's sugar. Sorry, it's not in packets. But again. He's going to get us to Mars. For sure. Mm-hmm. How many years for that did he say?
2025. He said he would put a person on Mars by 2025.
That's fucking crazy. And what Hyperloop is coming when?
Hyperloop wasn't actually like, he's not forwarding that. He essentially put out the concept and other companies are doing it, but probably within the next like couple of years, Hyperloop will start being actually a real feasible thing within a few cities, and then we'll probably start branching out from
the
craziest thing though is that last video I just posted. It's like 5 minutes long, so you probably don't want to watch the full thing. Probably like come in around 2 minutes or so.
Let's pull it up.
Where'd you post
but
it?
He's,
Where'd you
I just
it?
Posted in the chat, like, radio chat.
I got it.
I'll kind of frame this a little bit. And he's pitching an idea to help us keep up with artificial intelligence.
But what about
to help humans keep up with artificial intelligence.
What about the Kardashians, though?
Yeah, also keeping up with the Kardashians.
Okay, that's
fair. Both things in one.
Where should I...
I'm honestly not sure. Okay, maybe try around like a minute 30 and see
I think it's
what
to essentially...
About.
I think one of the solutions... The solution that seems maybe the best one, is to have an AI layer. If you think of, like, you've got your limbic system, your cortex, and then a digital layer, a sort of a third layer above the cortex, that could work well and symbiotically with you. I mean, just as your cortex works symbiotically with your limbic system, your sort of a third digital layer could work symbiotically with the rest.
This is something that's in certain...
Hold on a second.
Okay, so...
Is he talking about, like, Iron Man technology?
No, no, no. Okay, so what he's talking about, and I think he kind of starts to describe it a little bit from
he's
here...
He's Tony Stark, right?
Yeah, he is Tony Stark.
Okay, I just want to be clear. He's Tony Stark.
What he calls, okay. I think this is actually where he first pitched it, is called the Neural Lace. It is a layer of cloud or internet-connected nanobots that will essentially symbiotically join with your neurons in your brain so that you can directly interface with the internet and artificial intelligence and have that layer above you so that way you don't get outpaced by or humans don't get outpaced by artificial intelligence.
There you go.
He first pitched it then in this interview right here, and he kind of starts to describe it a little bit better. And he just posted something on Twitter about it as well, like yesterday. And this was in June of last year.
This is fucking crazy.
Yeah. He just posted on Twitter essentially yesterday saying that he would have something to announce within the month about the Neural Lace. So I don't know if this is going to be a Tesla or a SpaceX venture or kind of like Hyperloop where he just throws the idea out and says, like, okay, here's the here's kind of the concept, the high concept. Let's see who can figure it out and how to actually make it work. But yeah, it's something that very, very few people are working on or very few people have even talked about so far. But it's essentially this way so that we don't get outpaced by artificial intelligence in a way that we can kind of use the cloud, use the internet and everything in our own intelligence. He talks kind of about the limiting factor for humans being input-output. Being that we output via like thumbs or us typing or using a mouse and keyboard or nowadays kind of voice recognition. But either way, it's super, super slow. And this is his way to kind of go past our limitation of input output.
That's crazy. And by the way, speaking of AI, I have the Google Home and Westworld just added a basic app into it. And you could talk
it's so fucking creepy, by the way, dude, guys. Ugh.
You could talk to Aiden, which is with a Westworld AI. And, you know, you could ask it normal things, and it tells you, what do you want to do with the park? It's supposed to be the park's AI, you know, you talk to it. But the more I started asking it questions, like, if you keep asking it who Arnold is, it'll get mad at you, and it'll error, and it'll spell something out. And, like, I mean, it'll spell out things like, you know, hell is coming for you, and Arnold will find you. And if you ask it if Dr. Ford is alive, it'll say, like, that doesn't seem like anything to me. It's fucking creepy. Like, at first,
is this, like, on purpose incredible. Just for, like, entertainment purposes?
It's Westworld did.
Or is it really becoming sentient?
Right? I think it's an ARG. You know how those people, you know, they do the, augmented reality. Yeah, go ahead.
I wonder if this is related. I just read that Google, just announced their new, like, conference coming in May, and they're starting, like, an ARG around it. So I wonder if that's related in any kind of way.
I don't know, but man, it's fucking it was crazy. Like, really excited for it to come back, but I just wanted to bring that up. And also, Marie didn't want to watch me, but I ended up watching some of them, but so far of my own. It's on Netflix. It was a show originally in Canada, and Netflix picked it up, so it's going to get a season two. It's called Travelers. If you're into sci-fi stuff, it's actually pretty cool. Think kind of Quantum Leap, but with more modern-day tech stuff, if that makes sense.
What about Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula knows the rules. If Always Sunny taught us,
he does know the rules.
He does
rules.
All right, guys. I think it's time to wrap up. You can listen to Ramcat Jackson if you want to plug your show. Mark, please go for it.
Yes, it's The Real Thing. TheRealThingMLR on Twitter, on Facebook. We will be doing a show next week with my co-host Chris Whetton. We are waiting for the Oscar nominations that were just given to everyone this past Tuesday. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some Oscar nominated movies. Thank you very much for your support.
Yes.
Have you seen La La Land? Apparently that got like a shitload
of extremely good. Extremely
good. It was. Dude, he's got like 100% of Rotten Tomatoes last I checked.
Yeah. It's really good. Crazy. If you're going into it watching it thinking that it's just going to be like a straight musical, it's not like that. It's really, really good. It was deservedly nominated.
And also, I heard that M. Night Shyamalan's new movie Split was really good.
He's had a few duds in the past.
No, well, this one apparently the reviews are pretty good. I've read some spoilers. I don't want to give them out, but people should watch it. I want to watch it. All right, guys. Anything else we need to plug? Anything?
No plugs, but I can read off the rest of the titles.
Please go for it.
The articles we didn't get to.
Can I plug one thing?
Yeah, sure, guy, Kyle. Yeah.
Well, kind of. It's like a preemptive plug because I'm not finished with it yet, but I will have a website and YouTube channel coming up soon where I'll be talking about like exponential technologies.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll probably have a little bit more news next week for the show, but just preemptively, I'll have something. So.
All right, guys, we are out of here. Marie, go ahead, read those stories.
All right. Peyton Manning to attend congressional Republican policy retreat. Florida woman arrested for pelting police officer with her wet used tampon. Florida! Government report finds employers routinely use illegal sexist dress codes.
Bam.
And finally, director Joss Whedon under fire for comparing Ivanka Trump to a dog.
Oh, the rock and roll is Joss Whedon.
All right, guys. See you next week. Tomorrow, Cousin Joe. We're out of here.